You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And the family is a determined place for love and grace and blessings by God. That regardless, we are born into that family. And we receive that life from our family. And we're growing there. And we are taken care of there. And we are established there. And we are educated there. And this family is the beginning of our lives. So regardless of what your personal experience of family is, and I know there are quite a few people that are not satisfied with their own family life. And perhaps there are tragedy, there are things that, that you feel bad about. But by God's grace, I want to encourage you, do not despair, do not give up. Regardless of how tragic and how bad your past has been, or even your current family relationship does not please or satisfy you, what you want, but when you and I are saved, salvation will come to the entire household because of us. That's God's command. God is always looking for a channel of blessing to that family. Today you are saved. May God will use you. That you would be a person that would be a critical turning point. Paul would enter into a city that do not acknowledge God.
And he would turn the world upside down.
And he's the type of person that would turn that world upside down. And this city that do not believe in God, they would become an uproar and people would turn to Christ. God can use you and your family.
Your family upside down.
To be able to turn your family upside down. That your family members may come to Christ.
Amen.
Do you amen to that? Do not give up. Do not despair. Again, God's command to place a blessing is you and your family. And God never creates a family to discipline you.
Yes,
true, we are often disciplined in that environment. And we'll talk about that more specifically. But a family in God's sight is always positive. God said, it's not good that that man should be alone. I'm going to create for him a helper. It's not to inflate him. But that would be his helper, his blessing. Not only in this life that he will be happy and be healthy and receive all the blessings, lessons concerning this word helper is to help God's will to be accomplished in our life. But that our families may receive the full blessings of God. It's not just let your husband eat well and give him all the presents and all the gadgets. The husband may really live in the purpose of God's will. So this family is a place where we are blessed. And we are
accepted, and
we are encouraged,
and
we are comforted, and our home is a place where we rest. And we often time when we travel, we see all these wonderful places that can't compare to my house. This Chinese term says that this bed of gold and silver cannot compare to the dog house that I live in. Have you heard that before? These Chinese proverbs, they're indeed wonderful. When we use the term the dog house, that doesn't just simply define what we live, the actual house we live in.
I decided that's what they're married, build the house, and you're making home.
So you can hear the term, the man builds a house, the woman makes it a home. It's quite different, a house and a home.
Our
home attracts us, not simply because the building, may not compare to other people's houses. But when we come home, it's different. So you guys all know, right, when I go to your home, I don't casually go to your refrigerator open and eat whatever I want.
Right,
you guys come to my house, I open the fridge very casual, I say, come on, eat all you want. So this home is the environment, the place that we spend most of our time in. Every member of this home has a responsibility to make it a place of enjoyment and blessing. And a place that is full of love that can be enjoyed. The scripture says that God is love. We're able to love because God first loved us. And apart from God, you can't really talk about true love. It cannot be tested and tried. But we love each other doesn't mean that we can love God. But if we really love God, we will really love each other. So this is something we ought to pursue and work out, that this would be a place of blessing. And there's a chicken farm in England. And not all the hens will lay eggs, so there's a problem. And so the son of the owner of the farm, he grew up, he married and bought a mobile wife. And she was full of love, and she loves to sing, and she's happy all the time. So every time she goes and feed the chicken, she would just sing to them, and she'd be all happy and smiling. And you discover that when there is love, there are eggs. And the hens, they begin to lay eggs. 90% of the hens begin to lay eggs. So if you have more love in your family, you begin to discover there's something of
enjoyment.
I actually read the newspaper. I didn't make the story up. So there's love, it's full of singing, and there's full of joy. So the entire family, the love of God, we come to love Him together, and we love each other. And don't just look at your own wounds. And just as Brother Ernie assured with us, do not allow your past history to chase you. Courageously, by God's grace, rise up. And to bring forth God's love, God's blessings, and God's will into our family. 也享受神的爱。And because you are loved by God, and they can enjoy your love for them.
当他们因着你认识神，而让他们有机会认识神。
And because you know God, they have the opportunity to know God as well.
让他们因为你活在神的旨意里面，也让全家都起来，能够照着神的旨意来活。
And because you are living in the will of God, the entire family may rise up and live in the will of God.
要接受这个挑战。
We ought all to receive the challenge.
要接受这个责任，我们有责任让我的家变得更好。
And we all have to receive this responsibility. We have to responsible to make our home a better place.
因为家是我们成长的学校。
And secondly, this home is a place of growth, a school for us.
我们在这里学会了吃。你最早吃就是在家吃的，知道吗？
We learn how to eat. That's the first the place where you have your first meal.
我们在这里学会爬。
You learn how to crawl.
我小孩子不会爬，就像飞机一样坐在。因为肚子在那边走动而弄去。
Aaron, in his younger days, he didn't know how to crawl, so he tried to. He's not here, so I can tease him a little bit.
他在那里学会坐，就倒在地上。
So he's learning to sit, and then he would fall over, time to time.
必须站，必须走。
Then he learns to stand. He begins to learn to walk.
我们整个人最基本的学习都是在家。
The very fundamental things in life we learn them in our home.
而且我们很多的性格都是在最小的时候。多少专家告诉我们，五岁以前决定这个人的性格。
A lot of experts tell us that before the age of five, our personality and our characters are established.
所以提醒在座的父母哈，千万不要觉得孩子还太小。
And I want to remind all the parents, don't ever think that my kids are still too young.
一点都不小。
They're not young at all.
这些小家伙比你知道的聪明的多。
These little guys, they know a lot more than you think they do.
五岁以前，他个性就基本上定型。
And before the age of five, their personality and their person is established.
我们不要想说大了再来管教他。
Don't think that when they get a little older, that I'll spend the time with the son.
他的任性已经越来越难。
And the stubbornness is becoming harder and harder to turn.
你连五岁以下都不能 bend his will, 你想十几岁你怎么 bend?
But if he's under the age of five, you try to bend the will, how is it possible when they get older?
所以他是我们成长的学校。
So again, our home is a place, it's a place, a school for us to grow.
我们的性格在这里被塑造。
And our personality is being formed.
我们的习惯在这里被培养。
And our habits are being developed.
我们人际的关系在这里学习建立。
Our relationship with others, learning to how to establish them.
我们跟神的认识和关系也在这里萌芽，也在这里开始。
Our knowledge and our relationship with God is also beginning.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要知道家非常重要。
So brothers and sisters, you need to know how important this family is.
当我们成长的时候，这些东西全部都重要。
And when we're growing, all these things become important.
我们的性格、我们的习惯、我们人生的态度、我们跟神的关系、我们的人际关系，这重不重要？
Our personalities, our habits, our relationship with others, our viewpoints, are these things all very important?
这些比你拿十个零都重要。
It's far more important than getting 10 A's.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在乎这件事。
Brothers and sisters, we need to care about these things.
家是我们属灵生命的。
And our family is a place of a measure, a test for the quality of our spiritual life.
非常好啊，就是你几斤几两就在家里面显出来。
And how much you actually weigh is revealed in your house.
在外面别人对你客气，别人尊重你，别人夸奖你。
And when you're outside of that environment, people praise you, people say how wonderful you are.
并不代表你这个人真实的样子的夸奖。
It doesn't mean that you're necessarily worthy of such praise.
因为你真实的本相在家里面暴露出来。
Because your true picture, your true person is revealed in your family.
我们没有像家人一样这么深的走进我们的生命，我们也这么深的走进他的生命里面。
No one walks that deep into our lives and allow us to walk that deep into their lives as to our family members.
而且在别人面前，别人。我认识到你一天，你好像跟我很有亲密关系。
And when people on the outside they offend you, you know, you can kind of subdue it. Say, oh, it's okay, not a problem.
在家里面，孩子不小心踩到你一脚啊，
And then if your kid comes and accidentally steps on your foot, you get in a rage and just wants to discipline them.
或者人家家姊妹做的菜，你一口不认，说你好心疼，但是不太好吃。
And when you go to someone's house and the food is burnt.He said, oh, it's okay, not a problem. It tastes pretty good anyways. And then when you're at home and then you would complain, how come everything's always burnt?
And there's
a very big mega church in Korea.
他们的牧师就说有一天他太太在家里面收拾行李说要搬出去。
The pastor said one day his wife started to pack and said I'm moving out.
Because on the pulpit, you are just like an angel, but when you come home, you're like the devil himself. So this pastor, when he stands up there, you know, he's broadcast nationwide, and everybody knows him. He's a really wonderful guy. But at home, the wife says, I'm moving out to the pulpit. So he repented before God. Again, when we're at home, it's the place, the condition where we're truly measured, our true person that is revealed. And yes, when you're outside, people won't offend you that way. But it seems like when you're at home, these things happen all the time. And there was a person, he's coming to the 30-year anniversary for his school celebration. It was very important to him. Regularly, he's usually very frugal with his money, but that particularly event, he went and bought a pair of socks. So I'm going to go see friends that I've known for 30 years. So he bought a pair of pants that were on sale, but it was 10 inches longer than what is 10 centimeters longer. He comes home and talks to his mom and says, Mom, can you please tailor the pants for me? And the mom says, oh, I don't feel very well today. I can't do it. He knows his wife is very busy, but he went and said, can you please help me and tailor my pants for me? So as he expected, his wife says, oh, I'm too busy, I can't help you. So he went to his daughter, which is kind of like fully grown up, and said, daughter, can you please help me? And the daughter says, no, I can't do it, Dad. I had a date tonight. So he was really sad. He said, okay, tomorrow I'll just wear my old pants. So the mother felt real bad and said, well, it's the first time my son asked me. So she woke up and tailored that 10 centimeter off the pants. You guys are all smiling already. So the wife began to think, oh, my husband is real poor. She picked up the pants and took on another 10 centimeters. But the daughter comes home and feels so bad. How can I do that to my dad? So she went and picked up the pants and took off another 10 centimeters. So the next morning, he put on his capris. Did he complain? He was so excited. He put on those new pants and he went to that. I want to show off to all my friends. There are three women that love me so much. He called that pair of shorts the shorts of love. You guys laugh now. I want to see how many brothers are out there wearing those pants. Jackie raised her dad's hands. Our brother James has four women in the household, so you can imagine how short his pants are going to be. A couple of holes in it, too. And again, our family is a place where we are measured. And you tell your kids, I'll clean up your room, and you help them out. After 2 hours, you look, it's completely a mess. So again, this home is so precious. And it's not just to help them, but to help them to be more disciplined in their lives. And And I one day I spoke to Joshua. I said, Joshua, now you got this wonderful, beautiful room that you keep it neat and clean, okay?
And
then Sister Sume, his mom, just said, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And this entire family, this home, requires everyone to pitch in to make it good. And we certainly ask God to help each family to be a
healthy.
And again, the four family lives is a perfect example of our church life. And this small family is like a small church. And the parents and their children, just like our Heavenly Father and their children. And as the Father needs to teach and discipline their kids according to the will of this Heavenly Father, just as what the Heavenly Father is doing in our lives. And children need to obey their parents in all things. And to honor their parents. As we are to honor our Heavenly Father. And the parents love their children. And the children honor and love their parents. And this is a very small example of what the church ought to be. The husband and wife is like the church and Christ. And the intimacy, the love that we have with our Lord. And between siblings, it's just like brothers and sisters at church. And the testimony that the family brings is really foundational to the testimony that a church will bring. If you don't have a very excellent home, you won't have a very excellent church. On the other hand, the more blessed the church is, the more blessed these families will be.
Now,
we certainly ask that every family would be healthy and every family would be blessed before God. And yes, then the church would be able to move forward in God's will. And on the other hand, we ask God to elevate the capacity of our church life. And this is the place that we are all strengthened, that we could go home and establish our home. And I say again, if you love your family, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will love God. But if you really love God, you will love your family. So we all come together and we learn together. And in our hearts, we all long for a family. And a lot of times we are weak, we fall, and we're tempted by the world. And in the depth of our being, we need a family, we need love. And you heard this famous story before in Spain, in Madrid, Spain, there was a young man that left his home. And in his days of rebellion, he just didn't care for his home, and he just left. And so his father went out through the big streets and the small alleys to search for his son. So the father went and started posting signs and saying, my dear son, Parker, I will wait for you on this particular day, at this particular hour, at a particular site. If you see this note, please come. And your mom and dad, who loves you, who's thinking of you all the time. And at that particular hour, the father went to that site. And there were 800 people. 800 kids who were just wandering, they went to that exact location. And they were all running about, but they really wanted a home. And they know that this house or this world cannot give them the true comfort and care that they long for. So dear brothers and sisters, we ask God to help us. We care about our family. But we do not only care about the things that this world esteems as good, that our kids will study well, we have a good income, and we have a wonderful house. But this home that we want to build up,
back to the Bible, back to the beginning.
It's back to the Bible and back to the beginning. And God's original command for the blessedness of the family. An entire family will love each other. And the entire family will stand before God to serve this great and awesome God. So that day when Joshua cried out, let's read it together. There are idols of yesterday, there are idols of today. In all the days of your life, these idols would tempt you along the way. This verse, you see that there are gods on the other side of the river. But there are also gods of the Amorites here. In other words, there are idols surrounding you to draw you to serve them. But the challenge that we face is something that we have to deal with every single day. Who is our Lord? Who are we serving? And Joshua's great proclamation, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He said, as for me, he used himself as the example. So he himself has to sit in that first chair. Or else he cannot change his family. He cannot influence his household. But not only himself. He says, as for me and my house, he included his entire family. Every single one that he loves. Every person that God has given him. And thirdly, we will serve the Lord. And this is a resolve, a determination.
Great men has will, and feeble men has wishes.
Great men have wills, and feeble men have wishes. A great person has a very strong will and a very great resolve. And those who are weak, they simply just wish. But since we all need to rise up, we need to pray for our family. The entire household will serve God. We're
going to
come and sing that last song to him. Ask the worship team to please come. We ask all the family members to sit together with your family. And we want the entire family to be together.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.